think maybe we should save the Melchamas for Chazara. We have to read it slowly and carefully. What is he driving at the end? Maybe we'll just continue now with the next Mishnah. And when another couple of weeks, when we'll do Chazara, we'll figure out what we'll try to figure out what the Ramban is saying. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. We already learned that Eidechot is only Neman the Isurim and.
Rabbi said to look up the screen name.
Yes. I looked it up. Good. It's a long, very long thin then. A few pages long. Sima Samachal, Samabes, a long arichas. The din is that Eidechot is only Neman and Isurim, and in order to be Mechayv somebody Mammon, Lahotzi Mammon, Miyara Muchsek, you have to have two Eidim. If a person makes a Hedos Baldin, so we make him pay. Hedos Baldin can make him dummy, but we don't make him pay the Knas. So in order to make a person pay Kefil, you have to have Shnei Eidim. Tavach HaMocha, for sure you have to have two Eidim. So the Mishnah says like that, Ganav Al Pi Shnayim. Al Pi doesn't mean under the auspices of, Rashi says Kloima. One might have misunderstood what it means Al Pi, that he has to be supervised or something by Eidim. No, it just means Kloimer, Shnayim Eidim also Shaganav. There are two witnesses who testify that he stole. Tavach HaMocha Al Pi Hem, or Al Pi Shnayim Acher. You don't have to necessarily have the same pair of Edom who testified that Tvicha Mechira who testified on the Gneva. You can have two separate Edom. That's going to lead into the whole discussion in the Gemara. Why shouldn't we consider this a problem of a Chatzidov? Because it didn't Kabbalah say this, Al Pishnai made him Bechim Dov, Dov Vele Chatzidov. Okay. So the Mishnah says you have to have two Edom. Eidechot is not good enough, and you have to have two Edom on the Gneva, two Edom on the Tvicha Mechira. Not necessarily the same Edom. What if God of a Mocha B'Shabbos? If he would be tabach lavoy dezore, it would be potter because of kam lavoy derabbanit. But mocha lavoy dezore, that's not a nice thing to do. It's not a nice thing to sell, to do mekir chamemka on Shabbos. Mekir chamemka is forbidden on Shabbos, but if you sell, so the din is that the sale is valid. Yeah. So the Mishnah says tabach. Mishnah says ganav mocha b'Shabbos. That would be good. It could. You can't really prove in the Mishnah that a mecher b'Shabbos is chal. Maybe you would say incorrectly the din is that it is chal. Maybe one can still argue the point and say incorrectly that the mecher is not chal based on perhaps the principle of Yovid Lamahani. Milsa damar achmana lo sabar Yovid Lamahani. Maybe one can say that if you sell on Shabbos it's not chal. But nonetheless you chay because let's say mochar before Yush. So the Gemara had a machlek is do you require a hanamaisa? So we paskin that mochar koidim yush is also chayv. You don't require a hanamaisa. Even mochar before yush is also chayv. So here also, mochar b'shabbos, even if the din would have been that the mechav is not chal, the din would be that he would still be chayv dalav hay. But the din is that the mechav is chal. There are other rites from other gemaras. You don't need this mishnah. In the first parak in Bab Metzia, in Shulchan Aruch Chayish Mishpat, it says, you're not allowed to make your kinyan on Shabbos, but if you went ahead and you made your kinyan on Shabbos, b'diyeved, the kinyan would be chal. How do we talk at Paskin before? We Paskin that you need a Hanamaisa, but you don't need. I think we Paskin even Kodim Yushi also Chayav, no? Yeah, Mocha Lifnei Yushi, Nachman Amachai. 13 lines before the bottom of Samaches Manal. So we Paskin if you sell before Yushi, it's Chayav, even though it's clearly not Chal. So Mocha B'Shab is also not a question, but it happens at the Mecher Ischal. Gone of a Tavach B'Yama Kippurim. There's no kamla b'derabmenei because Yom Kippurim run a chayiv koris and not chayiv misa. I but on Yom Kippur you chayiv malchus. If you violate malacha b'Yom Kippur you chayiv malchus, and malchus also makes kamla b'derabmenei. Like Shamei Nachachamim, the Shamei holds Adam loikim mishalim, but we don't paskin like that. So according to the halacha, according to the psak halacha against Rav Meir, that you apply kamlei b'dirab minei even that malchus patas from mammon. So why is gona v'tovach b'yom kippurim? Why is he chayv to pay? And the answer is b'shoigig. Aye, but we have a brisa tana de bechizkia loichelakta ben shoigig lemezid. One is mechal shabbos b'shoigig in such a way that if he would have been mechal shabbos b'mezid, he would have been chayv misa. So you also say kamlei b'dirab minei. That's the brisa of chizkia's yeshiva tana de bechizkia. So why doesn't that apply over here? So the Gemara says in Ksubas that's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Ishlokish, and we pass like Rabbi Yechonon that Tana Bechizkia only applies to Misa. Misa patas from Mammon and Malkas patas from Mammon. So when Misa patas from Mammon, we apply the brisa of Tana Bechizkia. Lo chilakta min shoygig lemeis. But Malkus patras from mammon is only if b'poel mammon she's actually going to get the Malkus. If you violated the aver b'sheigeg, so lemaisa he's not going to get the Malkus, so there isn't going to be any conflict with Rabban. So that's what the Mishnah says. If the din would have been, the Gemara says in Ksubas that there's an opinion in Tanoim, earlier in Bava Kamma like that. If the din would have been like Rav Nechunya ben Akona, that Kores is like Misa, that Kores also patas from Mammon, so then there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether you would apply Tana de Bechizkiya to Rav Nechunya ben Akona's din. But the din is not like Rav Nechunya ben Akona. The din is that Kores does not patas from Mammon. If it's a Chayvi Krisis that has Malkus with it, so the Malkus patas from Mammon. So Malkus only patas from Mammon when Bepoel Mammon, she's actually getting the Malkus. If it's Bishoigig and is not getting the Malkus, then we pass like Rav Yechon against Reish Lakish that there is no Kamblei V'diranen. What if Gadam Mishalavim, he stole from his own father? Doesn't make a difference who he stole from. Gadam Mishalavim, V'tovach HaMohar, he's already Chayv Dala Behe Bachkach Meisav, then the father dies. So to whom is he going to pay the Karen, the Kefal, and the Dal Behe? So his share, let's say there are three brothers, and each one, there's no, the oldest one is a daughter, so she doesn't get any Rusha, and the three brothers are going to divide equally, one-third, one-third, one-third. So two-thirds of the Karen and Kefal and Dal Behe pays to the other two brothers, and the one-third he doesn't pay. Why don't we have a din, Dal Behe Amrachmana velo lachatzoin? He can't pay part, no, apparently that's not a problem. Even though he doesn't have to pay his share, he still has to pay the other share. That halacha, that you don't pay Dalet Be'am Achmona V'lo Lachatzayin, that's if the Chiv is only going to be Chal Lachatzayin. Here the Chiv B'Shaita was Chal Legamrei. Gona Mishalov V'Tovach HaMach V'Achakach Meisolim. And he is now a Shutav, so he pays the two-thirds to the other brothers. Gona V'Tovach V'Achakach Yigdish. He shechts the Behemah Tovach HaMach and then he's Magdish later. Magdish later doesn't play a role. If it would have been Gona V'Higdish V'Achakach Tovach, then the Mishnah says later, then he would be Potter. Because at the time that he's doing the Tovach HaMacha, the animal is Hegdish, and there's no Chiyuv Galah Behem. What's a din of Gavah Tovach L'Refu al the Klovim? He shechts an animal not intending to eat it. He's shechting the animal in order to use the blood for some medication. Or the Klovim, he's going to feed the animal to the dogs, he's not going to eat it. But he did a perfect shechita. He did a good job of shechita. So the din is that Yechayv Dal Behem. What if Hashem v'nimtzis straight? Hashem chulam azara. That's a machlokes hatanon. So the Tanakam holds mishalom tashlumei abba machamisha. Shimon paita b'shnei elu in the last two. Why? That's called shechita she'ena reviyah. When you shech the treifa, that's a chiddush in the Mishnah. Let's say if I shech the behem and I cook the flesh with milk, so basa b'chol is a side issue. At the time that I did the shechita, it was a perfect shechita. The shechita was mata b'achila, and then when I cooked in the milk, that's a separate issue. But if I shech the behemah, that's a treifa, so it's considered as if the shechita is incomplete. The shechita is only matir, only mitar min dein nevela, and the shechita is not matir b'achila. I don't say that it's a perfect shechita, it's matir b'achila, there's no issa in nevela, there's no issa rein esvucha, but it's a side issa because it's diseased, so there's an issa treifa. I don't say it's only a side issa. Treifa is considered an incomplete het to shechita. Yachula bazara is not the same. Chulam bazara, L'chor is a side isim. And nonetheless, the Mishnah considers that let's have shechit l'avodizor. A person shechts the behemah in front of avodizor. So that would be, he'll be chayv misa, it'll become levit d'rabmin. So let's say, I don't know, I shecht l'avodizor ayidei shliach. So the din is ain shaliach l'dvar aver for the avodizor, but yesh shaliach l'dvar aver, when it get to the chiyab da'odai. One's going to learn out from sukim that tovach hamacha is an exception to the rule that we say yesh shaliach l'dvar aver. The ganav could be chayv to pay the dalad hay, even though he does the tvich mechira al yidei shaliach. So let's say the shaliach shechts the behemah l'avodizor. So the pashtu says that the shechita is a perfect shechita, is even matav achila, and the isar avodizor is a side isar. And nonetheless, that will be a machlekes hatanoim. That's called shechita shein ruya. Shecht an animal, and for some reason or another, immediately, right with the shechita, it wasn't even matav achila for a minute. It was either chulam bazara or chulam bazara is a machlokes hatanoim. Whether the iser is an iser derais and iser derabbanim, so we're going to have to figure that out. What if one should assume the two iser of chulam bazara? There's one iser you're not allowed to shecht the behemah chulam in the azara. Then there's another din, another isa, that if you did shech the behemoth chulin and the azar, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes amaraim. In Nazir, it's a machlekes abiech and reish lakish. And the Gemara himself shows it's a machlekes hatanaim. Rabbiach and reish lakish are arguing about a machlekes hatanaim. Whether the isa chulin bazar is the raisa or the rabbanon at both levels. The isa, the shech the behemoth chulin bazar, is that the raisa, the rabbanon? And then once somebody went ahead and shech the behemoth chulin bazar, that you're not allowed to eat it. Is that a Nisa deraisa or a Nisa derabanan? So if one should assume that it's only a Nisa derabanan on the level of deraisa is muta, that's also called Shechita Sheni Ruya. Or do you say no? It's only called the Shechita Sheni Ruya with the machlekes of Shimon derabanan if on the level of deraisa you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara is going to talk about that. The Gemara is going to get into it at the next daf. Okay. Good enough.
Maybe the piece of truth is also like Shechita Sheni Mazar that was never had a time where it was muta.
Maybe it's a side issa. Yeah. There are Gemaras that indicate that it's not so. Rabbi Yosef Engel and Rabbi Chaim both have. There are Gemaras that indicate that Shechita Streifa is an incomplete Teta Shechita. But it's irrelevant here because the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanim about Shechita Sheni Ruya is not only by Treifa, it's even by Chulam Bazara and by Shechit B'Shabbos the Gemara is going to have. All cases, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara raises the issue on the first line in the Mishnah. It says that you have to have two Edim to be Mechayiv and Kefal, Daladehei, Hadoz, Baldin is not good enough, and the two Edim who testify in the Tavach HaMachu do not necessarily have to be the same two Edim who are testifying on the Shechita. So the Gemara says, isn't that an issue of Chatzi Dover? Should I say, Leim HaMasis and Daleik Rabbi Akiva? Should I say that the Mishnah is in contradiction to Rabbi Akiva? That what? There is a Din of Cheskos HaBatim Shaloshanim. If a person is living in a field or a house for 3 years and he has a chazakah sheishi matana, he claims that he bought it from the Marakamah, or the Marakamah gave it to him in matana, he claims that he's the rightful owner. Not some, he claims he was living here for 3 years. No one ever complained, so therefore it's mine. So therefore, how does it become yours? If you steal someone's house and you keep it for 3 years, so you're a bigger ganav, you're a ganav for 3 years' worth. No, he has a chazakah sheishi matana. So if he can prove that he was living in the karka for 3 years, and he has a taina, so then even though the Marakama can prove that he was the original owner, and the one who has the chazaka now, the machzik, doesn't really have any proof that it's his, if he has proof that he was living there for 3 years, then we award the karka to him. That's a big diun in Tzai Sachayshin, and Rishayin, and Machrayin. Is this this institution, a cheska sabbat, mishaloshan, is that a din deraisa, a din derabban? Could be that it's in Gansan, a din derabban. Anyway, that's known as Cheskes Habat. So there is a Machlekes Hatanoim. Who is going to testify that he was living there for 3 years? Who can possibly testify? So the Gemara says, the neighbors are going to testify. Shivivi. The Gemara, who's going to know? The neighbors are going to know. The Shivivi. So let's say the next door neighbor switched. 1 year there were one set of neighbors. Next year there was a different set of neighbors. Next year a different set of neighbors. Is that acceptable? That you have two witnesses testifying on Shana Rishonah, two witnesses on Shana Shniyah, and two witnesses on Shana Shlishi. So the Mishnah Baba Basin says that it's good, and then they quote that Rabbi Akiva disagrees. So the Gemara quotes this story. Amar Rabbi Yosik, Shalach Abba Chalafta, my father, he's not allowed to call his father by his first name Chalafta. Rabbi Yosik ben Chalafta, so he says, my father Chalafta. That's permissible to say Abba Chalafta. When my father, Rabbi Chalafta, went to learn by Rabbi Chamanuri Torah, or another version is Fakir, Rabbi Chamanuri went to learn by his father. Yeah, so Shaila, who was the Rebbe, who was the Talmud? Somebody learned by somebody. Amalai, so the Rebbe was saying, you have three different sets of witnesses who testify on the Shaloshanim. Is that acceptable or not? Amalai, so the Rebbe answered him, Harezu Chazaka. Amalai, Afani Yoyim Akein, I think so also, but you should know Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Shoy Rabbi Kiva Imer. The pasuk says, "Al pishnei edim yakum davar." So Rabbi Kiva darshens davar v'leichotzi davar. You have to have one pair of witnesses testifying on all 3 years of chazakah. Cheskes Habatim, maybe it's only a din of the rabbanon, but even on the level of the rabbanon, even when you need edus from the rabbanon that accomplished something with the rabbanon, it's still the halach is davar v'leichotzi davar. So the Gemara thought over here that in order to be mechayiv dalet vehei, you have to have the geneva with it, tvicha mechira. It's a composite mechayiv. It's not that the geneva is mechayiv you can't be kefal, and the tvicha mechira alone is mechayiv you the rest, the two times more or the three times more. The geneva with the tvicha mechira together Amitztaref Yachat to be Mechayev, the additional base v'gimel. So the Gemara says, just like over the Cheskes Habatim, the living in the field for all 3 years constitutes the Cheskes Habat. So if there's a Machlekes Hatanaim there, whether you need the same pair of Edim or three different pairs of Edim are acceptable, so it should be the same Machlekes over here. On the assumption that this is a composite Mechayev, the Geneva with the Tavach HaMochar, together are Mechayev the extra base v'gimel. The Geneva alone is Mechayev Karen v'Kefil. And the Geneva b'tziruf, the Tavach HaMochar, are Mechayev the extra base v'gimel. So the Gemara says, should I say it's a Machlekes Hatanoi? So the Gemara says that he doesn't think so. Rabbi, I don't think so. Afilatayim Rabbi Akiva, even if you'll assume the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says that Stam Mishnah Rabmerhi, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Usually a Stam Mishnah Stam Sifro is Reb Yude, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Stam Tosefta is Reb Nechemi, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Everything is usually Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Most of the sources that we use are Muskam, they're written by Rabbi Akiva's Talmid, so in the basement Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara doesn't want to say the Mishnah goes it. Once in a while you have a Mishnah that's against Rabbi Akiva. Abai says not necessarily. Feel the time, Rabbi Akiva. Mila, my Rabbi Akiva, Shnayim Amar Kiddush, Shnayim Amar Mbral. If you have two different pairs of witnesses who are testifying on two different things, so Rashi learns Kiddush means the Kiddushin, and Baal means somebody was Mizana with the Yeshesish. So in order to give the Isha Misa, you have to first prove that she's an Yeshesish. So the Taptaisa says if the woman is Huchzuka, is an Yeshesish, she's living in the community for a month, she moved in with her husband, and she's living here for a month. Nobody in the community was there. She got married. She claims they got married in Eretz Yisrael. And they moved in from Eretz Yisrael. They're living here like a husband and a wife. So even though nobody really knows that the woman is an Esh Yisish, but that's the Gemara, the end of Kedushin, Soklam Esorfim, Malach Chazokas, you would give Skilin, you would give Sreifa, based on that Chazokah. That Chazokah means a Ruba Delay Sikamon. If they're acting like a husband and a wife for a month, if people come to town, they act for a day, for a week, for 2 weeks, like a husband and a wife, that's not enough of a proof. But if they act like Shloshim Yom like that, then the Gemara considers that a good Ruba Delesa Kamon, that you can even give Skilo. Soklam Vesor from Malach Hazokas. Or a family comes and we assume that this is the mother and this is the child, and later on they're going to say that it was an adopted child. So the child is Mizana with the mother, so he doesn't want to get the punishment of Boalimo, because he says it's his adopted mother, it's not his natural mother. But when they moved into town, everybody got the impression that it was a real mother. So that's Sokim Vesar from Malach Hazokas. You assume that it's the way they were acting out, that's what it really is. So if Tyson said it, Taptai says, cause Mashal Uchasuk Vaishasish, if you don't know whether she's an Ashishish or not, she hasn't been living in town for 30 days as a married woman. So then you have to have two Edim to ascertain that she was Niskatsha. So if you have two Edim testify, she's an Esh Yisish. Rishnayim Ramin Boal, Rashi learns two Edim say she was Mizana with somebody else. Avagav Deidi Bia Tzichim Leidi Kiddushin, Kim Neidi Kiddushin, Tzich Leidi Bia, Dova Karina Bey. It's not a problem. Rabbi Kiva will also agree, it's not a problem of Dova Lechotzi Dova. Otherwise it's ridiculous. How are you going to have, how can you ever imagine a person getting a death penalty for Esh Yisish as Insa? You have to have Davka, the same Edom who were the Edom at the wedding, same Edom Kedushin, or the same Edom who attended the wedding, who know that personally, they know personally that the woman is an Esh Yisish, so they'll have to testify that she was being Mizana. That's hardly unlikely. So you see that if you have two Edom who say Kiddush, two Edom say Boal is good, L'chol Ades, Achanami in our case as well, Avgav Deidah Tvicha, Tzvich Leidi Geneva, Kevin Leidi Geneva, Letzich Leidi Tvicha, Dova Kareen Bey, it's not a problem of Dova Lechotzi Dova. That's the Shaila, why not? What's the Svara of Abai? What did Abai say over here? Abai is saying a Svara within Rabbi Akiva. Even though Rabbi Akiva holds by Shalosh Shnei Chazokim that you have to have the same pair of witnesses for all 3 years, but Rabbi Akiva would admit by Kiddush Boal, and Rabbi Akiva would admit by Gona v'Tovach HaMocha. Why? Why would Rabbi Akiva admit? Kivnei di Kiddush l'tzich l'edi bio, dova kreen ebay. Same over here, Kivnei di Geneva l'tzich l'edi tficha. Dova kreen ebay. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that in one direction, for sure, it's not a problem of Chatzi Dova. When the Edom come and say Kiddush, so we're establishing that the woman is an Eishes Ish. That's not a Chatzi Dova. That for sure is acceptable. And the Edom come and they say Gonav. So for sure, that's not a Chatzi Dova. So that Eidus you can accept. So once you accept that Eidus, Edom are going to come and say, Acholosh, that the Machzik was living in the house of the farm for a year. So Rabbi Kiva holds that that's a Chatzi Dova. From day number one, you can't accept such Haggadah's Eidus. It's a Chatzi Dova. You can't accept the Eidus on the Shana Shana, hold your breath. Then in the Kabbal Eidus on the Shana Shana, hold your breath. Then the Edom on the Shana Shlishes. So now we can, now we put it all together. So Rabbi Kiva said, that's not good. You have no right to be Mekabaliyadis and the Shonim Rishon in the first place. Each one was a Chatzi Dover. The Chachamim say, yes, we'll have to figure out why. But Rabbi Kiva says that that's a Chatzi Dover. You had no right in the first place to be Mekabaliyadis. But the Eidus on the Tvicha can stand alone. The Eidus on the Kiddushin can stand alone. So that, you're Mekabaliyadis, no problem. And then later on, once you've established that we accepted that Eidus, then there's no problem in accepting the second Eidus. Once they testify, so they already accomplished a davar shalom. There's no problem. So Rebbe Akiva, we understand very well. Shad is the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon disagree with the whole din of Chatzi Dover. They're just not goris the whole din of Chatzi Dover. So the Gemara doesn't want to say like that. V'Rabbanon, the Gemara asks, Adover l'Chatzi Dover l'mute. My, what do they do with the drasha of Rebbe Akiva's? I would have said they don't hold from the drasha. They're not goris the drasha. They're not mechiv to darshan and everything the same as Rebbe Akiva. The Gemara says, no, they're masking with him. If you're establishing that a girl is a gdoila, if you're establishing that a boy is a gadol, so go look now. What's the problem? Go look now to see if there's shtei sairis. A girl, you don't want to keep on looking. You have to have men testify that they saw shtei sairis to establish that the girl is a gdoila. So we want to know, did the Edom see shtei sairis? So let's say Eid Echad only saw one seyor, and the other Eid Echad only saw another Seyor. So the Rabbana would agree that that's not acceptable because Dover Lechatzi Dover. The Gemara says for that you need a Drush Dover Lechatzi Dover. No, that's only Eid Echad. You have Eid Echad said, I saw one Seyor. Another Eid Echad says, I saw a different Seyor. So you only have two Eidim on one Seyor. You have to have two Eidim on two Cyrus. You don't have two Eidim on two Cyrus over here. You have one Eid on two Cyrus, so you have two Eidim on one Cyrus. You don't have two Eidim on two Cyrus. So the Gemara asks, "Hai Chatzi Dover, Chatzi Eidusu." That's no good without Dover Vlei Chatzi Dover. Ella no. The Muta the following case: Shnayim Amim Echad Begabe, Shnayim Amim Echad Bekreisa. Two witnesses say we saw one Seir on the girl's body in one part of her body. The other two Eidim say we saw one Seir in the other part of her body at the same time. At the same time, because the Shtei Cyrus have to be Bevasachas. Let's say the girl had one Seira only. So that does make her into a gdol. So if that Saira fell off, then another Seir develops later on. So they're not mitzvah from Yach. You have to have shtei Sairis bevasachas. So if you have two pairs of Edom, you have four Edom. So two Edom say, we saw one Seir on one part of a body. The other two Edom say, we saw one Seir on another part of a body. So that would be not acceptable, even according to the Chacham and the Rabbi Kiva, because Hanayam Miktanahi v'Hanayam Miktanahi. They say she's a ketana. They say, to the best of our knowledge, we only saw one Sarah because we were only looking at one part of the body. The other two Edom say we were only looking at the other part of the body. We only saw one Sarah. So that's called Dover Vlei Chatzi Dover. So that's the famous question over here. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva, that they also agree that there is a din of Dover Vlei Chatzi Dover. So why do they disagree with Rabbi Akiva by the Shalosh Nechazoker? Why don't they agree over there that you should require one Kat Edom for all the 3 years? That's what all the Rishonim go into discussions over here. So Taisus on the Daf gives two suggestions. They quote Nira Leri, the Taisus Lemute. Taisus quotes the Ri, then they quote the Rif. Avalfus has a different suggestion that they're not happy with. And then Rashi over here seems to have a third suggestion. Then if you look in the Rif in Bava Basra, not Gemara Daf Nun Vav. The Rif, there was an old reading in the Rif, and then the Rif instructed that they should cross it out, and he wrote a different version. What Tosfos quotes is the second version of the Rif. The original version of the Rif is totally different. And the Rimagash was the Talmud of the Rif, so he quotes that first version in the Rif. And then the Shita Mekubetz says there has the fifth explanation. Five different pshatim famous. There may be more than five. But the five famous explanations over here in the Rishonim, in the standard Rishonim, as to why the Chachamim distinguish between the Shalosh Shnei Chazokah, that it's not a problem of Dover Lechotzi Dover, as opposed to the Shtei Cyrus, Shnaim Armim Achas Begabah, Shnaim Armim Achas Bekresa, that's not acceptable, the Torah's Dover Lechotzi Dover. The Rabbanon do subscribe to the Drosha, Dover Lechotzi Dover, but it only applies in that case, and it doesn't apply in this case. So what's taka the distinction between the cases? So the old Girsa in the Rif, the original suggestion that the Rif gave, is a little bit strange, very strange. The Rif refers it to a Gemara Nida, Mesachas Nida, where the Mishnahs talk about the din, that a boy or a girl only become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, if they have shonim v'simonim. After the girl has to be yud be'shonim v'yom echad, plus shtei saris b'makom ha'erva. The boy has to be yud gimel shonim v'yom echad, plus shtei saris b'makom ha'erva. So the Gemara there on that Mishnah Nida in Perek Basimin has a machlekes amaraim. Do the shtei saris have to be b'makom echad, or even if they're b'shnei mekomis, do they have to be near each other, or is it considered shnei saris are they mitzvah from yachad to make the person into a gadol, even if the shtei saris are b'shnei mekomis? So the original reading in the Rif is that the chachamim hold from the din of davar lechatzi davar, but it's not really a din of hilchas edus. It's a din of hilchas shtei saris. That shtei saris only make a boy or a girl into a gadol or a gdailah if the shtei saris are near each other. If they're rechaikim zeh mizeh, so it's no good. So what? So it's a pella. So what does the Gemara say? Shnayim amim achas begabah, shnayim amim achas bekresa. If it would have been the same two eidim, shnayim amim achas begabah, achas bekresa. The same two eidim say achas begabah, achas bekresa. It's also no good. It's not because of davav lechatzi davav, because the shtei saris have to be mamakam echad. If it's b'shnei mekaymis, it's no good. So that's very strange, the way the Rif, the original reading in the Rif. So the Rif, that's what they quote, the Rif, Tzivol Asakan is Anusach. He said you should change the text, and he gave the explanation that Tosfos quotes in the name of the Rif. But the original reading in the Rif said like that, and that's how the Rim Megash there in Baba Basa, Daf Nun Vav. That's what he quotes. The Rif's original suggestion was that the Chachamim hold from the Drosha Dava V'Lechotzi Dava, but it's not really a din in Hilchas Seidus. It's a din in Hilchas Shtei Saris, that the Shtei Saris have to be smuchim zelazeh. If the Shtei Saris have b'shnei mekamis, is no good, even if the same two Eidim testify achas begaba v'achas bekresa. So it's not really a question of being mitzarf the Eidim together, it's a question of being mitzarf the Siman, the Saris together.
You say Shnei Saris b'chol makom, that means in ganz shas. But there are ilugim, like between Shnei Saris that distinguish a katan from a gadol, a katan from a gadol. But we also have shtei saros for the paraduma. And how far, Shnai don't really seem to say how far they are, but the extreme distances would be shtei saros guma achas, or, and the last opinion is Rabbi Yeshua ben Beserus says, that afilu achas perosha v'achas biznava, a parallel distance from the isha achas begava v'achas be the grace.
Far apart from each other.
So, do we equate the two, that the Shtei Saris
that applies to Nida also applies to the... By a Ketana, it's a Machlekes in the Gemara. Machlekes Amarayim, whether the Shtei Saris have to be B'makom Echad or not. We assume it does not have to be. We usually assume it does not have to be B'makom Echad. So the Rif claims over here that that's what it means. The reason why it's no good, Achaz B'kav, Achaz B'kreis, is not because of an issue of Chatzi Dover, not because of a Chisaron Hilchas Eidus. Even if the same two Eidim are testifying on both Saris, it's no good because the Shtei Saris have to be smuchim zelazeh. So that's an unusual interpretation. The Rif's original version, very strange. So the second version of the Rif is what Tosfos quotes on the third line. Rabbi Alfa's Pirish is basically the same as what the Gemara says with a twist. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a din of davar v'lechatzi davar, that you can have one pair of Edom testifying on Shana Rishayna, a second pair of Edom testifying on Shana Shniya, and a third pair of Edom testifying on Shana Shlishis. You must have the same pair of Edom on all 3 years. But even though, why? Because the first pair of Edom are going to come, they're going to testify on Shana Rishayna, they're accomplishing nothing as far as Cheskes HaBatim is concerned. They didn't say that to the best of their understanding this house belongs to him. They only know he was living there for 1 year. So when would Rabbi Akiva be moida that there's no issue of davar lechatzi davar if shnayim are mekiddush and shnayim are mevoal? Because shnayim are mekiddush stand alone. So once we're mekabel that, then the shnayim are mevoal accomplishes their story on their own. Or shnayim are mevganav, shnayim are metovach amochem. So shnayim are mevganav, we believe them that ganav is chayv to pay keren kefil. So once you've established that he's chayv to pay keren kefil, then shnayim are metovach amochem. So they're accomplishing the rest of the step. So Rabbi Akiva is Maida. Mila Maida Rabbi Akiva. Would Rabbi Akiva be Maida? Shnayim are Kiddush, Shnayim are in Boal. Because Shnayim are Kiddush can stand alone. So 12 years, Shnayim are Meganav, Shnayim are Talach HaMachar, Shnayim are Meganav can stand alone. So the Rif says that even we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. We pass like the Rabbana. The Rabbana basically are saying the same as Rabbi Akiva, but they're adding out a twist. If two witnesses testify, Achol Oshana Rishayna, that the fellow had a Cheskas Abatim for 1 year. So Rabbi Akiva says, that's nothing. That's Dov of Lechot Zedov. You have no right to Mimikabalaitis. So the Rib says, no. We have a right to Mimikabalaitis because at the time that they're testifying, Achol Oshana Rishayna, to the best of our knowledge, the field still belongs to the Marakama. And if anybody's going to eat the Peiris, he'll be deemed as a Ganif and he'll have to pay, he'll have to reimburse the Marakama for the value of the Peiris that he ate. Or he's living in my house, so we'll have to reimburse me the rental. He didn't pay the rent to me, so we're going to make him pay the rent. After you'll have witnesses testifying on the Shana Rishonim, Shnei Shlishis, Ritzufim, so then it'll constitute a Cheskas Abatim, so then we'll say that we've ascertained that the house belongs to the Machzik, and he doesn't have to pay anything to the Marakama. But if you would have only had the Kat Rishayna, or the Kat Shniyah, or the Kat Rishayna in the Kat Shniyah, then we would have accepted them. Bishaita there, Haggadah said this would have been good for the opposite, to be Mechayv the Machzik to pay for the Achilas Peris that he had. So just like the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Mila Moide Rabbi Akiva, doesn't Rabbi Akiva admit that if the Shnayim Ramam Gonav, Shnayim Ramam Tavach HaMachar, Shnayim Ramam Kiddush, Shnayim Ramam Boal, that if you can accept the original Haggadah Seder of the first pair, that's a Dabba Shalim. So then when you accept the second pair, it's also a Dabba Shalim. B'shaito. So whereas Rabbi Akiva says, that's correct by Tavach, by Gonav Tavach. Well, that's correct by Kiddush Shabuah, because everything is going in the same direction. Here it's in an opposite direction. If Kat Eidim will say, Achol Oshana Rishayna, they're testifying to say that the Mafsik has to pay to the Marakama. At the time that they testify, we accept their testimony, we record it in the files of the Bezin, and we accept the Eidus that what the Hainu, it's a Dov Shalem, that the Mafsik has to pay, the Mafsik is a Ganif, he has to pay. But later on, well, and then when we're Kabbal Eidus of the second Kat for the Shana Shniyah, we'll accept that testimony, say the Mafsik has to pay Rachilas Peres of Shana Shniyah. But once the third Kat Eidim will come, and we will establish that the house belongs, the Karka, the house belongs to the Mafsik, they didn't want to have to pay anything. So the Rabbanan hold that even in such a case, I say we have the right to accept the Eidus of the first Kat Bishaito, it's relevant. Bezin has no right to accept irrelevant Haggadah Seder. You don't waste Bezin's time. Someone's going to say, I saw a cow jumping over the moon. So what? So Bezin should record it. The stenographer should write it down, put it away. No, why? Because someone else was mischaiv himself $1 million to me if a cow will jump over the moon. So we never heard a cow jumped over the moon. To Adam come in and say, a cow jumped over the moon. So that's irrelevant. The Eidim are going to come. The cow jumped over the moon. We don't know that it's relevant yet. If first we'll have a Haggadah Seder, they'll come to Bezin and testify, Reuven obligated himself to pay money to Shimon. If you'll be able to prove that a cow jumped out on Tanai, that the cow jumped over the moon, so if we know that that's what we're up to, so then if Eidim will come and say, we saw the cow jump over the moon, then it'll be relevant. But if Bezin should be in the Kabbalah, that somebody sneezed. So somebody sneezed. Someone went to the bathroom. So he went to the bathroom. So it's the Kabbalah on every silly little thing in the world. The only Kabbalah is if it's something of significance. If it's an Afkamina Lamaisa. Otherwise, it's some stories. Baba Maisa. What's the significance? So Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, they both say the same thing. Except Rabbi Akiva is only Mila Moide Rabbi Akiva. If the first Haggadah Seder was accepted B'Shaito in this direction, Shnayim Amim Ganav, Shnayim Amim Tovach, Shnayim Amim Kiddush, Shnayim Amim Boal. It's all going in the same direction. So then Rabbi Akiva said, that's not a problem of Dov Lechatzi Dov. But if you have the first cut says on Shana Rishon and the second cut says on Shana Shnia, Rabbi Kiva also knows the first cut is relevant. It's relevant for the Hepach. It's relevant to make the Machzik pay Achilas Peres for the Shana Rishon and so on. So Rabbi Kiva says that's not considered a solution to the problem of Dovah V'lechotzi Dovah. So the Rif says, but the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva disagree. Since it's acceptable for the opposite direction, so we accepted the Hagodah Seydis B'Shaito, so we can even be mitzarf that Hagodah Seydis to the second and third cut to create a Cheskes HaBatim out of it. So the Rif learns that basically the Rabbanan are saying the same Svar as Rabbi Kiva. Whenever one katedim can stand alone, then we have a right to accept that Hagodah Seydis. The pechisoran of Dovah V'lechotzi Dovah is a din that Bezin has no right to be mekabeleidis if it's irrelevant b'shaito. So the Rabbanan say totally irrelevant. As long as it's relevant for something b'shaito, then we can't be mekabeleidis. And we can use that edis that once we're mekabele, we can use it even if it's going to turn out in the opposite direction. We're going to be mitzarf the three kiteyedim to declare that the machzik owns the karka. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that's in the wrong direction. You only had a right to be mekabeleidis in the beginning against the machzik, that it should pay payers, but not, you had no right to be mekabeleidis in the opposite direction. That's how the Rif reads, yeah.
If you assume that Chassid Gemal Shanim is really the Rabbanan and the Torah person has it, it's really, he's considered a muhsak. So the Rabbanan now...
That's a question. If it's only the Rabbanan, so what was the Din Men HaTorah? So the Din Men HaTorah was that the Marakama always wins? Or the Din Men HaTorah is that the Machzik always wins? It's also a question. What's a Din Men HaTorah? Yeah?
But if you would assume that... I was assuming that the Machzik wins now, because he's Muchzik right now. So
well, if he has Cheskes HaBatim, he
right.
wins, yeah.
So now Men HaTorah really... What the Edom are saying is really a Davar Shalim. So Rabbanan are coming in and be Mafkiya and now saying that that's a Chatzi Davar on the level of the Rabbanan?
What do you mean? On the level of the Raisa,
so
if the Master proves that he's living
year.
There 1 year,
yeah.
So he already wins.
Yeah, he's Masik, yeah. So now Rabbanan are being Mafkiya and saying that that's a Chatzi Davar?
I think many assume the opposite. I mean, Atur, there's no Cheskes HaBatim, so even if he's living there 10 years with a Taina, he still loses. And the Marakama wins because the Marakama has a Cheskes Marakama. It's only Takan of the Rabbanah that if he can prove that he ate it for 3 years, then he wins, then the Machzik wins. I mean, Atur, even if he can prove he's there for 10 years, he doesn't win.
But if you would assume in Atur,
the opposite,
then that would be a Dover Shalom, no?
It would be a Dover Shalom in Atur. But I mean, we live after the Takan of the Rabbanah. So this man is it's not a Dover Shalom.
All the Yidim come in one cut. They come together.
They come to, they each other. They come one after the other. Still, the Shaito, the Bezdin, asked the first cut, what's the significance of your Eidus? And he said, well, we want to help him out that he should get a Cheskes HaBatim. They said, we can't accept your testimony. It's Narishkai.
And they come all together. They always separately.
Yeah.
They still not considered one group.
No,
never considered them as one
family. The Mishnah says, "Hey, made a sachas lahazama." That if you mazim all, if it turns out that all of them are lying, and they have to pay kashizamam, so each one pays his share. They're all trying to be mafsid. The marakam is karka, so each one pays 1/6.
That's right.
Six witnesses. We pass them that it is against Rabbi Kiva. We pass them against Rabbi Kiva that it is good. Three different kiteyedim. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's not good. So that Mishnah in Bava Basa, Daf Nun Vav, that says against Rabbi Kiva that even if you have six eidim, two on the Shana Rishana, two eidim on the Shana Shnia, two on the Shana Shlishis, so it says you can have three different kiteyedim. Hey, made a mesachas lazam. As far as kasha, if you mazim all six, then they all divide the payment of the kasha zama. Hey, made a mesachas lazam. So these are three different shittas. The original version of the Rif was that the reason why the Chachamim admit by Shnaim HaMachas Begav, Shnaim HaMachas Bekreisa, the reason why it's no good is not really a din in Hilchas Eidus. It's a din, Dovah L'Chatzadav is really a din in Shtei Sairis, that the Shtei Sairis have to be B'makam Echot. Very strange, it doesn't seem to fit into the Gemara. So that's why the Rif backed out from that, and he gave a second shot. That Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan are both saying the same thing in principle. Whenever the first pair of Eidim was accepted already, then whatever the first pair of Edim testified, there was no problem of Chatzi Davar, then we can accept the second cut, even though the second cut is an issue of Chatzi Davar, etc. Rabbi Akiva holds that's only true if this first cut and second cut, they're all accepted in the same direction, they're all going the same direction. They're going in opposite directions. When we originally accepted the first cut, that was L'chayev es ha-machzik to pay peiros. And then after we're going to accept the third cut, so we're using everything we're going to be mitzar for all the three kitei yedim to accomplish the reverse. Rabbi Kiva says that's a chisaron of chatzidor. That's not good. Rabbanan say no, the way the Rif explains. Rabbanan say no. That since b'shaita we have the right to accept the witnesses, it was relevant for something. So there's no problem of Bezn accepting Dvar Metelim. He holds that Bein Rabbi Kiva, Bein Rabbanan, the Rif holds that the din of Dovah lechatzidor is a din. Bezn has no right to accept the Haggadah Seiris if it's Dvar Metela Mishas Kabbalah Seiris. It has to be meaningful Mishas Mais. Then Taisa quotes the Ri, the Bala Taisa, the Ri has a totally different understanding. He says that the Ika Vort according to the Chachamim is the Din of Dovah Velechotzi Dovah is a Din Daraisa, a Chisaran and Daikonis Eidim. The Eidim have to be Medayik. So if the Eidim Aro called Masha Hoyu Yechalim Lirais, for 1 year, they were the next door neighbor of the Machzik, and they saw that he was living there in the house or the field. Shana Shleima, Kodem Oisei B'toch Shalom, he was living in the house like one who really owned the house. Then for the next year, there were different neighbors, and these neighbors moved away somewhere else. Then for the third year, there was a different group of neighbors. So for all, Kol Masha Hoyu Cholam Liris, as long as they were there in the neighborhood, they saw that he was having Achilles Paris. So then it's not a problem of Dovah V'lechotzi Dovah. But if you have Shnai Mom and Machas Begab, Shnai Mom and Machas Begresa, she had the Shtei Saris at the same time. If the Shtei Saris is not at the same time, it doesn't make her into a Godel. She had the Shtei Saris at the same time. And the Edim, two Edim are looking on one part of her body, two Edim are looking at a different part of her body, and they scream out, each one screams out, I see a siren, and they say, we see a siren. So the others could have seen that siren, they would have looked on the other part of the girl's body. And they could have seen the other Cyrus. So since nobody was Madaik over here, there's a lack of Daikonis Ha'edim, so that's why we don't accept. The Ikavort, according to the Ri, is where the Roko Masha Ho Yechonim Liris, or no Roko Masha Yechonim Liris. Achisorn and Daikonis Ha'edim. And the Balamor and Rashi and the Ramban have a different explanation. They seem to say a different word. That if two Edim accomplish half of the story, a half and a half is a whole. A third plus a third plus a third is a whole. So the two Edim who testified that he had a cheskes habatim shana achas, that's a haschala of a cheskes habatim. The other two Edim testify he had a cheskes habatim for the shana shniya. Third cat Edim testify he had a cheskes habatim for the shana shlishis. So each one is testifying on a part of a cheskes habatim. So a half and a half is a whole. Or a third and a third and a third adds up to a whole. But by Shtei Sairas, you can have a little child way before Bar Mitzvah has one Saira. And it does mean, oh, he's on his way to becoming a Gadol. No, it can be 5 years before his Bar Mitzvah. One Saira doesn't mean anything. If you don't have Shtei Sairas, you don't even have a Haskalah. It's not that it's a half and a half is equal to a whole. It's not that Sairachas, oh, the child is on his or her way to becoming a Bar Mitzvah. Not on his way to anything. Sairachas doesn't mean anything. So that's why the Rabbana hold that it's no good. Dovah v'lechotzi dovah. If it would have been a chotzi dovah, it would have been good. A half and a half would have been a whole. But it's not even a chotzi dovah. Sairachas accomplishes nothing. That's how the Ramban interprets within Rashi and the Balamor like that. The Sairachas is garnish mit garnish. It's nothing at all. And cheskes habatim shanachas is a partial raya. It's a mikzah saichacha. It's not a full raya. And then there's a famous biur given by the Shita Mukubetzes in Bava Basra and Daf Nun Vav. Shita has a fascinating suggestion that runs as follows. This is practically word for word what he says. He says the following: Dovor v'leichotzi dovor is a chisorn in Rias Hamaisen. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, the pasuk of Shvus Eidus. So if the Baldin, if I ask you, Kabol Veheiduni, come and testify that he owes me money, if you're not going to come and testify, he's not going to pay, I'm going to lose the $100. And the Edom say, and you're the only witnesses in all this story. I have another 98 witnesses, I have 100 people over there. And you swear that you're not, Shvua Sheinan Yodim Lechaydis, they're going to say they don't know anything about it. So their Shvua makes it impossible for them to testify, but that's not causing me to lose my dinter. I'm going to win the case anyway. I have another 98 witnesses. So then they're not Chai Mitam Shvua Sheinan. But by their swearing, they're mapsit me. So then the Halacha says that, then the Torah says that if they swore falsely, Shvua Sheinan Yodim Lechaydis, later on, they have to bring chatas ol biyard means it depends how much they can afford. If they can afford to bring a chatas bema, they bring that. Can't afford it, then they bring a chatas oif and an oil oif. So the pasuk says over there, v'hu eid o ro o yada im lo yagid benas avon. The fellow was a witness. These two people, v'hu eid means plural, two. The two Eidim, Hamashbiya Shnei Eidim, Hu Eid, O Ra O Yoda, Im Lo Yagid V'Nas Avon. If he refuses to testify, then he has an Avera, and if he swore falsely that he doesn't know anything about the whole story, then he needs a Kapara, and he has to bring a Achat to Sal of Yer. So what does it say, Hu Eid, O Ra O Yoda? He saw, or he knows? Of course he saw. If he didn't see, well, how does he know? He knows Baruch HaKodesh. So some people don't know, they know how to learn, they never open the Gemara. They know why they have Ruach HaKodesh. How do they know? What do you mean, Hu Eid? Yada. Either he saw this story, or he knows what happened without having seen it. How can that be? So the Gemara discusses this. How can it be? So the Gemara talks about the possibility of Eidus and Miskayemis Beriya below Yediyah, or Yediyah below Riyah. Okay. The Gemara Shavuos talks about it. But the Rashbam and Bava Basra writes another comment on this Gemara. There is a din in the Gemara. Let's say I lend you $1,000 and two witnesses are watching. And the two witnesses are watching happen to be brothers-in-law. They're related now. And then someone's wife dies. And they're no longer brothers-in-law. They used to be brothers-in-law. So by the time the dintura comes up, I have two kosher edim who are not related. But at the time of Riyas HaMaisa, they were created. So the Gemara says that's called Chilosa B'Psul, the Sofer B'Kashrus. If Bishas Riyas HaMaisa, they were not kosher lahoid, because they were brothers-in-law, and they and later on Bishas HaGadah Seidus, they're no longer kravim. Someone got divorced, or the wife died, somebody died. So then the Gemara says they cannot testify later on. So Braisa, in the end of Bava Basmas, you have to have Tchilos of the Sofer B'Kashrus. Tchilos of the Psul is no good. So the Rashbam says, where did the Tanoim get this then from? That the Tchilos of the Psul is no good. What's wrong? V'shas HaGadah Seidus, if he's kosher lahoid, we accept it. So he says it must be based on that Pasuk, O Ra O Yada. The Halacha requires Al Pidin Riyas HaMaisa. And that's Tam Hechetimsa. If he didn't see, how can he testify? The Halacha says, no, you have to have Riyas HaMaisa either aiding Sherim. If Bishas Riyas HaMaisa, they were not aiding Sherim, then it's not acceptable. Let's say he saw the Halva when he was not Jewish, and then he converts later and becomes Jewish. So Bishas HaGadah Seidus, now he's a Ger Tzedek. And now he's kosher later. So the Gemara says, no good. Since Bishas Riyas HaMaisa, he was a Nachri, so that's Tchilos, that could have, that may or may not be Tchilos, but that's a question. That case is questionable. That may or may not be a case of Tchilos of B'Psul that is not acceptable. Let's learn that.
Is even according to Tesis that holds the Eid Ameid, is the Eid still? I mean, Tesis seems to hold that the Shem Eid in Sanhedrin, Shem Eid is Maschil B'Shas Hagadah B'Vizdin. How does he understand?
Braisa? Zadin? Braisa? Din in Shulchan Aruch. Tchilos of B'Psul, even though Sofer B'Kashrus is not acceptable, you have to be. That's a question. What does it mean? Does it mean you have to be an eight kosher b'shas Riyas HaMaisa, or does it mean if you were an eight pasul b'shas Riyas HaMaisa, it pasels you? What's the difference? What if he was neither an eight kosher nor an eight pasul? Let's say a nochri, the case that I gave, and a nochri is not considered an eight pasul, but it's not an eight kosher either. It doesn't count at all. The Nesivis quotes from the Tumim that there are six people who don't count. So these six people don't count. They're not considered Eidim Sulim. They're considered as if there was no Eid at all. So let's say Bishasri is something. A Karev or a Rasha, that's called an Eid Pasul. So if he was a brother-in-law, if they were two brothers-in-law, Bishasri is Hamaisa, and then someone's wife died, and now they're no longer brothers-in-law, so that's Tchilos of the Psul, the Sefer Bekashas. But what if it would be a Nochri, Bishasri is Hamaisa, and then this guy? So that's a Machlekes HaRishayim.
So we were saying in the Taisis, it would be the Pshat is that you can't be an Eid Pasul?
I don't know. I'll have to figure out what Taisis holds. I'm not sure. But this is a Braisa in the Gemara. Everybody agrees. Aloha. If you have Tchilos of the Psul is no good, and the Rashbam claims that that din, Tchilos of the Psul is no good, is derived from this Pasuk. Who Eidoi Ru'a Yoda, that the Pasuk implies that there's a halacha that you have to have Riyas HaMaisa. Not some Hechetimsa. If you don't have Riyas HaMaisa, I didn't know what you're talking about if you weren't there. No. The halacha says Al-Pidin, you need Riyas HaMaisa. So the Shita Mekubetz is there, and Bava Basu, Daf Nun Vav says that that's what the Chachamim hold. Dova V'lechotzi Dovar means you have to have Riyas Kol HaMaisa. If you only have Riyas Miktas Min HaMaisa, that's a lack of Riyas HaMaisa. But he says, Bamedvar Mamurim, that's only when the thing that we're going to pasken on, the thing that we have to determine, is based on a maisa. So then you need Riyas HaMaisa. So he raises the question. He says, when a child becomes bar mitzvah, because you have shtei sairis, so how does that work? He say, the shtei sairis are an indication. The Gemara says a child becomes bar mitzvah when he's ready to hold it. So the shtei sairis are an indication that the body has physically developed to the extent that the person is roi laholid. So that's a simon that the person is already, we call it simon. Shtei sairis is called simon. So do we take it that the shtei sairis serve as a simon ledover? It's a hechacha ledover that the body has developed and the person is roi laholid. Therefore, they have it's a right that they already became gedolim. Or do you say, no, the growth of the shtei sairis creates godless. So the Shittim Kabetz says the strange way, the second way, that the growth of the Shtei Sairis creates godless, not that the Shtei Sairis are a similar dover, a hechach of the dover, that the child is now roi lohed. That's how the simple reading of the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Samech Tes is like this. The Gemara says a person becomes bar mitzvah when he's roi lohed. So Taisa says, Taisa proves there in the Gemara, in the Doris of Rishonim in the days of the Chumash, that they were roi lohed at a much younger age, and they became bar mitzvah at a younger age. And the Doris Achreinim, since they're not Roy Lohoyle until the age of 13, they only become Bar Mitzvah at the age of 13. That's a question now. They didn't make any surveys, but we have a lot of people in the neighborhood, the Sfardim in the neighborhood. They're Roy Lohoyle younger than 12 and younger than 13, so because they eat the healthy diets. In America, they eat healthy food. And so maybe people should become Bar Mitzvah at a younger age. If the Gemara says, Bar mitzvah depends on roi lohoyle. And Gemara says it based on the pasuk, ki yozidi shal riehu lahar gebiram amir mizbechi tikachen olamus. So Gemara says ki yozidi is in relation mezid. If the person murders somebody else on purpose, then he's chay mizid. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. That's the pashim shot. Ki yozidi means when a person murders, ki yozidi shal riehu lahar gebiram, he murders someone else b'mezid. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. By yozid yankev nozid. That nozid means to cook something, you're cooking soup. So the Gemara has a drasha, ki yozid ish. Ish means a gadol as opposed to a cotton. The Gemara has a drasha, ki yozid ish. Ish meizin a mazriya, cotton ain't a meizin a mazriya. One is after bar mitzvah, one is a gadol already, can cook up zera in his body, and it'll be roi lohoyle. And a cotton is ain't a meizin a mazriya. Cotton is not roi lohoyle. So the pashtus one would have thought that the shtei saris makes somebody into a bar mitzvah, into a gadol. Because the saris are an indication that the body has developed significantly, sufficiently, to the extent that is roi lohoyled. And roi lohoyled, sometimes a person is an okor or an akor, they have a hormone imbalance, they have some kind of a problem, they're not roi lohoyled. But the rest of the body, the rest of the mareches is beseder. Just the hormones are a problem. So then we say still, they become bar mitzvah at yud beis shonim with shtei saris, or yud gimel shonim and shtei saris. If a person is a soros or an islandist, then there's a different din of godless. Then they become bar mitzvah, they become gedolim at the age of 20, with simani soros and simani islandist, a different din. But we say even if the person is an okav akora, and they're not roi laholid because of a side issue, because of some hormone problem, but still that's considered roi laholid because the rest of the body, the rest of the evarim are sufficiently developed to the extent that they're roi laholid. So the pashtus is, that the shtei saras are similar to David, that the person is by the other right, the other makes him into a god. So the shita mukubetz is there in Bava Basa Dafnan Vav says wrong. The growth of the shtei saras creates godliness. So since that's the thing, you have cause and effect. If I lend you $100, you owe me money. So the halva is a maisa halva al pidin. And if you owe me $100 and you paid me back the money, so the payment, the piron achov al pidin, that cancels it. If my behemah is mazik Karen Shemberg, and my payment makes a hezek, so the maisa hezek is mechayv the bala behemah, I have to pay money. That's called a maisa. So there's a discussion. You need edim rias ha maisa. The edim have to see the maisa, and there's a din of dova v'leichot zedov. The edim have to see rias kola maisa kula. But the Shittim Kovetz says by the Shodosh Nechazoke, what the living on the karka for 3 years makes it that the karka belongs to me. No. He claims that he bought the karka. If he has a chazoke sheni mataina, he can live in the karka forever and ever. And he's not going to become the owner of the karka. He claims that he bought the karka. The only thing is hotnishken hoichach, he doesn't have a shtar. The Marakamek can prove that at one time it belonged to him. The Machzik has no proof. He has no evidence that he bought it from the Marakam. He has no evidence, so Liyodam, the Marakam is going to win the din Torah. So we say, if he's living there for 3 years, this is a haichacha that what he said is true, that he really bought the karka and he lost the shtar, and therefore we believe him in his taina. But it's not that the living there 3 years is a cause and effect. That's not the maisa that causes that the house belongs to him, or that the karka, that the farm belongs to him. That's a similar dover, that his taina is a true taina, that he's not telling a lie. So that's what the Shid Mukubetza says. The Chachamim, the Rabbi Kiva, agree that there is a din of Dovah Vlechotzi Dovah. Yeah, but they hold that din is a din in Rias HaMaisa. So by the case of Sholosh Nechazake, there is no Rias HaMaisa to talk of at all. There is no Rias. The Rias HaMaisa would have been if the Yadim testified we saw the Mechira. But they're not saying we saw the Mechira. If they would say we saw half of the Mechira and the other him say we saw the other half of the Mechira, so that would be an issue of Dava Valechotzi Dava. Each one saw half of Rias HaMaisa. Here you're accepting Eidus, which is not on Rias HaMaisa at all. There is no Maisa over here. So since we're accepting Eidus, that has nothing to do with Rias HaMaisa, so there's no din of Dava Valechotzi Dava. Right. So the Gemara said, Tavach HaMacha is a bigger problem according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that by Sholosh Nechazok, it's still a problem of Dovah Valechotzi Dovah. So the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Akiva, how is our Mishnah good? Should I say, Leimah Masins and Goloik Rabbi Akiva? So Abai answered, no, feel the name of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also agrees. If you Mekabel, if the first Katedim accomplish Bishaita, what they meant to accomplish, Kidesh or Gonav, so once that's accepted, so the second Katedim says on Tobach, or the second Katedim says on Boach. Yeah, so the explanation that they gave on Rabbi Kiva will be the same explanation according to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim Shita on Dovah Vlechotzi Dovah is in a different story. These are the five famous Biurim. There may be more, but these are the five famous Biurim. The original version in the Rif there in Bava Basa Daf Nun Vav is that the reason why the Chachamim agree that there's a problem of Dovah Vlechotzi Dovah by the Shtei Cyrus is because the halacha requires shtei saris b'makom echad, and ganz in a different hesbet. It's not a din in hilchas seidus. It's a din according to the chacham. It's a din in hilchas shtei saris. That's very doichik to fit it into the gemara. Why do you learn that out from dava b'lechatzi dava? Dava b'lechatzi dava sounds like it's a din in all hilchas seidus. It turns out it's only a din in shtei saris. It's a very big doichik. So that's why it's harif tzivah l'machkoi, and he wrote instead the hesbet that Tosis quotes in his name. So the hezbollah that the Rif said is along the lines of the hezbollah that Rabbi said within Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan are pretty close to each other. The din of according to the Rif, din of Dovah Vlechotzi Dovah is a din in Bezdin's right to be Mekabeleidus. Bezdin has no right to be Mekabeleidus if it's irrelevant. Bezdin should only be Mekabeleidus if there's a significance, if it's relevant, b'shas mais. But they argue in the details. What if it was b'shas mais? It was relevant in one direction, to make the machzik pay for the peris. And then after we'll accept all the three kitayim, then we're going to say it's accepted. We're going to use it now for the opposite direction. So Rabbi Kiva says that's not acceptable. Bishaita, you have no right to accept the yedis for that direction. The tovus amachzik. It can only be accepted bishaita the tovus amorakam. The Rabbanan say no. Once you had a right to accept the yedis, the tovus amorakam, then you can use that yedis to the benefit of the machzik against the marakam. Then you have the Rashi and the Balamor and the Rif in the Ramban. They have a different hesbah. They say dava v'lechatzi dava is fakir. If it would have been a chatzi dava, it would have been good. A half and a half is a whole. A third and a third and a third is good. So the Chachamim, the Rabbi Kiva hold that by cheskes abatim shaloshanim, if he's living, if the machzik, if the Yadim testify the machzik was living there for 1 year, that's, you're halfway there. You're one third of the way there. It's a shtikel cheskes abatim. It's a miktsas haychacham. Since it's a miktsas rayas, I say a third plus a third plus a third equals a whole. Or I say half and a half is equal to a whole. But by shtei sairas, it's not a half and a half. Sometimes you have a little baby is born with sairach, as in it does mean that he's almost the gadol. Sairach doesn't mean almost the gadol. Before you have shtei sairas, you have nothing. It's not that you're on your way to godless and you just need a little more to go. Then the shittim kubetz, it says in Gansen this... this other version, that the chisaron of dava v'lechatzid dava, according to the Rabban of the Rabbi Akiva, is a chisaron, not like the reset in Daikonis Ha'edim, Rokol Mashiachalim Liris, but rather it's a chisaron in Chalashem Rias HaMais Alpidin. You need Rias HaMais, so you need Rias Kol HaMais, but that's only when the Edom are made on a Mais. Sometimes the Edom are not made on a Mais. So it's not shaykh to talk about Rias HaMais. Is a Ramban in Ksuba says like that. Let's say you make a kiyum ashtar. I have a shtar that says that you borrowed $1,000 from me. You say it's not true, it must be a forgery. So I get two witnesses to testify that the chsimas are authentic. So let's say the two witnesses test, how do they know that the signatures are authentic? Let's say it has the signatures of two people. So we say George Washington. Everybody knows George Washington's handwriting. We saw it all over. John Hancock. John Hancock, everybody knows. Okay. Everybody knows John Hancock, how he signs his name. Everybody knows Rav Shach's handwriting. They had so many letters hanging up from Rav Shach. Okay. There's certain handwritings that we're familiar with, so we can recognize them. So when the guy's going to testify, I recognize John Hancock's signature. I recognize Rav Shach's signature. How does he recognize it? Because I saw many documents that were signed by Rav Shach. So I know that's how he signs his name. So that's called Riyas Samaisa. That's called Riyas Samaisa. So that's not called Riyas Samaisa. Or the Gemara has a case in Ksubis. A person comes to Bezdin and he testifies, I know that's the handwriting of my Rebbe, because my Rebbe used to write on the blackboard every day. So I recognize his handwriting. So that's called Riyas Samaisa. When the Talmud says, I saw my Rebbe write on the blackboard every day, and I recognize his handwriting, the way he makes the Tzuras Oisias, the funny letters, or I work in a bank, and I always used to see the canceled checks and so on. I'm an accountant, and I saw 5,000 checks with this guy's handwriting. I recognize his handwriting. So that's called Riyas HaMaisa. That's not called Riyas HaMaisa. But that's what the Ramban points out, that you can't say Tchilosa B'Psul B'Soifa B'Kashrus by Eidim who are coming to make Kiyum Ashtar, and they're saying, I remember the handwriting, I saw this Bialdusi when I was a cotton. The Gemara says that we have a kula, we allow witnesses to say, usually a cotton shehigdil is not nemet to say Bigadlusa, a cotton doesn't have the monos. So what about a cotton shehigdil? And now after his bar mitzvah, he tells us about something that he saw when he was a cotton. So usually we assume that it's not acceptable. So the Mishnah has an exception to the rule. The Mishnah has a few exceptions to the rule. The end of the second parak in Ksuvas, it says, Ve'elu, the following cases, Naman, Vahid, the Godlam, Mashiro, Bekotlam. So the gist of all cases is, Dinim, the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, for example, Kiyam Ashtar is only needed in the Rabbanim, and HaTorah, you don't need a Kiyam Ashtar. So if the kid comes after Bar Mitzvah, if he comes before Bar Mitzvah, he says, I recognize my Rebbe's handwriting, you don't accept it. But let's say the kid comes after Bar Mitzvah and he testifies, I don't learn there anymore in that school, but I remember the Rebbe's handwriting from the time I was in the third grade, before my Bar Mitzvah. He became Bar Mitzvah in the eighth grade or something. So he remembers Bekatnuso. So the Mishnah says that's acceptable. So Taisa says that that's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it's Tchilosa B'Psul, the Sefer B'Kashrus, that's acceptable. So the Ramban says in the Melchamas, he argues with the Taisa, says, what do you mean Tchilosa B'Psul? That's not Tchilosa B'Psul. Tchilosa B'Psul, the Rashbam said in The end of Baba Basra is based on the Pasuk Oro Yoda, that you need a halachic Riyas HaMaisa, that if he was possible, the Shas Riyas HaMaisa is not acceptable. Aman said, this is not a Riyas HaMaisa. He saw the Rebbe right on the blackboard. He saw the Rebbe sign his name on the papers or something. So that's not called Riyas HaMaisa. That's a Haychacha. That's acceptable for Kiyam Ashtar, it's a Haychacha. But you can't call it a Riyas HaMaisa. So that's what this Shita Mukubetz is saying, such a similar din, when again the Dova Valechotzi Dova. He says the Rabbanah disagree with Rabbi Akiva by Cheskas Abatim Shaloshan. They believe in the din of Dova Valechotzi Dova, but they hold that it only applies in the case of Shtei Cyrus Vekayotzi Bozeh, where it is a Chiddush, where the growth of the Shtei Cyrus creates the Godless. So there's a Riyas HaMaisa. You have to see the Simonim, create Godless. Not that the Simonim are a similar dover like we usually assume. Simonim are a similar dover that he's Roy Laholid. And the fact that he's Roy Laholid makes him into a godless. He says, no, the growth of the Shtei Cyrus creates godless. But Shani came living in the house for 3 years. That doesn't create that the karka, that's not a maisa that makes it that the karka is his. That's a hechach that he's telling the truth. The thing that made it his, that he claims that he bought it. He has a chazaka sheishi metayin. He says he bought the karka. He says that he got the karka the matona from the Murakami. So the cheska sabatim, the living there for the 3 years, that's not the maisa. So there is no riyasa maisa at all.
But the Raman's minded that some of the cases in Ksubas will be even an exception regarding tchilas. He's just arguing by the case of Kiyam Shtaros, right?
Yeah.
It's just dafki, not in all the kulas.
Yeah, he says that the Mishnah is not telling us a kula of tchilas b'psul. Says that case it can't be a problem of tchilas b'psul. It's a different problem, obviously. The Ramban doesn't explain what the problem is, but the Ritva explains according to the Ramban. The problem is that a cotton is usually not medayik. A cotton, al pidin is al abadas, we assume that ketanim are not medayik. They don't pay attention to what's happening. How can it be overnight? A minute before Shki, he was a cotton. Then a minute after Tzeisa Kacham, he becomes a gadol. So in the last 45 minutes, he became a big daikon. So that's the halacha. That a cotton is alpidin alab badas, and we assume he's not medayik anything.
Doesn't the Gemara also bring from Shruya that they allowed the edus of a cotton by the case of Shruya?
Don't remember. The Mishnah has a few cases. One case is Kiyam Ashtar, one case is Truman, one case is to eat the Truma Bizman Hazeh, and the fourth case is to say that Yotze Behinuma, that the girl was a Psula when she got married, because Rav Noshim Psulas Nisos. So Gemara says in these four cases we'll make, or three because they're the Rabbanim, and the Ksuba Masai because Rav Noshim Psulas Nisos. Special, I don't remember about Shvuya. Could be.
This is not how a philosophy of Psula, but it would be. If they remember when they were pursuing, they saw the two Eidim come and they were brothers in law and they saw the Ksav.
Yeah.
How could they be made?
Yeah, the Ramban says that's not a problem of Tchilos of Psul, because what they saw then wasn't the Riyas HaMais Alpidin. And nonetheless, we accept it.
If you were Chalek between Cotton and Psul, you don't have the Sfar of the Ramban. And if you say that a Cotton is not a Psul, you just don't have it in Eid.
Yeah.
This halacha that you have to, that has to be chilosa, it has to be a kashos. You don't have a riyab of psula, as far as that we mentioned before. But there's a difference between fossil aidim and cotton and goy and.
Right, that's a big machlaikis, yeah, that's a machlaikis arishainim. What's the din? Do you need chilosa behechsher? Or no, if it's chilosa be psul, then it's a poisel, but you don't really need chilosa behechsher.
So then if you had saw, the fact that a cotton is not
Cotton is going to make the godlo is not good because a cotton is a la bar da, so we assume it's not medai. That's what the Ritva adds on. Yeah, the Mishnah says a cotton shehigdil is ain't an emin and all other normal cases. Only in these four cases. In other cases, not an emin. So the Ritva quoted by the Shita Mukubetz is there. The end of the second parak in Ksuba says, the reason why it's not because Tchilas of Ipsul. Tosis learns because Tosis and Rabbi Kivege quotes Machne Ephraim and Chosh Mishpah. They learn because the Mishnah, the theme of the Mishnah is Tchilas of Ipsul. And the Ramban and others say can't be Tchilas of Ipsul. It has nothing to do with it. There is no Riyas HaMaisa here that you should apply Tchilas of Ipsul.
According to those sheepers, a goy that becomes a ger could be made.
a Nachri who is Nizgayer.
Yeah, if you saw a thing you say, and now he's Mayer.
If we assume the Nachri is Medayik, meaning he's a businessman, it's relevant to the Nachri as well. He would be able to be Mayer, yeah. Yeah. A discussion of Chayshim Mishpah, how we pass on this, yeah. About a Nachri Shen is Gayer, does that pose a problem or not? Is he able to be made later on or not? Yeah. How did Taisus prove that the Ri is right? Taisus quotes Machleg the Rav Alfas gave his Hesber that the Chisorn of Dovah Velechatzi Dovah is a din in the Bezin. The Bezin shouldn't be Mekabalatus if it's irrelevant, B'shas Mais. Bezin can only be Mekabalatus if it has a Nafkamina la Mais of B'shas Mais. If it's irrelevant, B'shas Mais, he can't accept. And the Ri gave a whole different Hesber. Ro kol mash yuchayim liras. So Taisus says, the Tam Rishon Nira liri. The Ri holds that that's more correct. Rokol Mashiach Chalmir is against the Ri. How does he know? Because there's a Mishnah in Gitna Daf Samar Gimel which says, "Lishu Sham is Kabbalah Gitti." If a woman appoints a shliach le Kabbalah Saget, the two kinds of shluchim. The husband can make a shliach le Halacha Saget to deliver the get to his wife. So the Gerushin won't take effect until the get is delivered. Then there's another case: the Isha can make a shliach le Kabbalah Saget. So the minute the husband gives the get to the shliach, the kabbalah, so the woman will become a goreshes, take her from yad. So the Mishnah only says this story. If the wife appoints a shliach, the kabbalah saget, she has to appoint it in the presence of two witnesses. She needs four edim. She needs shnayim shama b'fanenu amro. You need two edis l'kiyum adover. You have to have two edim testifying present at the time that the wife appointed this person as a shliach, the kabbalah saget. Then you have to have another pair of Edim who will testify that we saw when the husband gave the get. That's a din in every get that you need, just like we assume. Just like by Kiddushin, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Samachay, that you have to have Edis Lekim Adov, a boy and a girl on a date. And the boy gives the girl a ring and he says, Hare Mekodeshesli, but there's nobody else there on the date. So the boy and the girl both admit that he was Mekadosh and he gave her a ring. So the din is that you don't say Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Isur. If they both know that there were no other Edim, so the Kiddushin is not Chal. It's not Chal. So we assume the same is true regarding a get. Not all the Rishonim agree, but that's what we assume, that the Din and the Gemara and Kiddushin, Dav Samachay, and the get to Kiddushin, the Rabbi Natam and Taisus says that it carries over to a get as well. So that's the Posh Pshat in this Mishnah, Shah, Ushnaim Sheyomru, Befoneinu, Kibel Vekora. You have to have two Edim, Lekim Adavar, who will testify that the Shliach Lekabola Saget received the get from the Baal. What is Korah? What are they ripping up the get for? Mar says, no, that's B'shas Zeres Malchus Shalninu. B'shas B'tkufa Satanoim, the Romans were making Zeres against the Jews who were observing the religion. So if they would find that a couple had got divorced religiously, they would put him in prison, they would put him to death, because they are observing the Jewish religion, like under the communists. So even when the Jews would give a get, they would rip up the get, they would destroy it right away. The minute they gave the get to the woman, so they would both destroy the get in order that they shouldn't get caught by the police. So the Mishnah says, Kibo Vekora, that was B'shas Gzeres Malchus Shanin. But you can leave out the word Vekora. For our purposes, what it really means, Shnaim Shamru, Vefanein Kibel. You have to have Edis Lekim Adover, that the get was riven, the get was given, B'shas Nesinus Aget. That's Dovah Shebi Erva is Git Mekedushin, you need Edis Lekim Adover. And you need Shnaim Shamru Vefaneinu Omro. You need Edis Lekim Adover when the wife appoints the Shliach Lekabolas Aget. The Mishnah never says, do you need Edis Lekim Adover when the husband appoints a Shliach Lehilochas Aget? Never says in the Mishnah. So that's a Machlekes Harishon, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that when the husband appoints a Shliach Lehilochas Aget, you don't need Edis Lekim Adover. While the Mazah Daimed, that's like a man appoints a Shliach to be Marfis Trumas Amaisus. A normal shliach, a person makes a shliach to sell real estate, or to buy a house for him, or to buy an automobile. So normally when you appoint a shliach, you don't need Edis Lekim Adover. The one and only exception to the rule, the Rambam claims, is this Mishnah. When a woman appoints a shliach Lekabolas Aget, that's a different kind of an animal. That's learned out from a different pasuk, and it's an irregular form of shlichas. It doesn't fit into the general category of Shluch Shalom Kemoisai. It's a different din, so that's the Rambam. That's the only case where you need Edis Lekim Adover when B'shas Mina HaShliach, when the woman makes a Shliach Lekabola Saget. That's the only thing that the Mishnah requires, Edis Lekim Adover, B'shas Mina HaShliach. And the Ravid disagrees. He says it's not correct. Just like in the Eidus Likim Adaba, when the wife appoints a shlich lekabola saget, so too in principle, in theory, should always recur Eidus Likim Adaba when the husband appoints a shlich lailocha saget. It's not the same as Afrosha Struma. Afrosha Struma is not a Dovah Shebi'erva. But Halocha Saget is a Dovah Shebi'erva. The Rabbit says the only thing is that very often, Lemaisa, there won't be a need for Edim, for two Edim, when the husband appoints a Shliach Lailocha Saget, because you'll have Edim. Why will you have Edim? If the husband gives a get to the Shliach Lailocha that has two witnesses signed on the bottom, so what are they testifying about? So later on, the get is going to be given to the wife. The shliach is going to, the husband lives over here, the wife lives in California. The shliach is going to travel to California next week, is going to give the get to the isha. So after the isha is going to hold on to the get will serve as a shtar raya. The fact that it has two edim signed on the bottom, the get will serve as a shtar raya, shenis garsha. So the edei chasima, so the rabbit holds, the edei chasima not only serve as a raya, Shenis Garsha, after the get is given over to the woman, when the husband gives the get to the Shliach Lahailacha, and he's holding on to it, and he says, I was appointed by the husband as a Shliach Lahailacha, we consider it as if the Edom signed on the bottom of the get are testifying that the husband appointed him as a Shliach Lahailacha. The Edom weren't even there. But the Edom weren't there when the husband appointed him as a Shliach Lahailacha. The answer is, the Edom weren't there when the Shliach Lahailacha gave the get to the wife in California either. So how can you say that the Edom signed on the bottom serve? Are giving a Haggadah Seder, the shtar of the get, serves now as a shtar raya, shenis garsha. How can that be? So that's what Tosis points out. Tosis has one line in Gittin Dav Dalad Amin Aleph. And then the Nesivis expands on a little bit. He quotes a Pnei Yeshua and Chosha Mishpat and expands on this topic. So he says that's the Chiddush Din of Shtar. That shtar sometimes includes a Haggadah Seder and things that didn't even happen at the time that they signed the shtar. At the time that the Edom signed the get, all they can testify to is that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. That's all. And then the Edom sign it, and they can drop dead before the get is given over to the Isha. Nonetheless, once the Isha is holding on to the get, we say the Edom signed on the get are testifying that the husband divorced the wife. But they weren't even there. So that's a Chiddush Din of Shtar, that the Shtar includes a Haggadah Seder, as long as B'shaita they're testifying to something. So B'shaita, that's what he quotes from the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin. B'shaita, when the Edom sign on the get, they're signing that the husband expressed an interest to divorce his wife. Then, so that's enough. That's bottled in. That's considered, that's the Haggadah Seder that they're testifying to Shavar. That happened already. And then, things that happened in the future, if it looks like that, if we're now at a point in the development of the story that it looks like it's true, the woman is holding on to the get. So, and she claims that the husband gave her the get, or the shliach lailocha gave her the get. The husband says, no, she stole the get from me. I never gave her the get. So what does it look like? So Tosis says, the likelihood is, it's rare that the husband writes a get out of his own free will, and then the wife steals it from the husband. He changes his mind later on, and the wife steals it from the husband. Or it's rare that the husband is going to leave the get on the table and tell the wife, Kli Yitach Magabi Kark, and she'll pick it up on her own. The Gemara says that's not acceptable. If a man is already divorcing his wife from Mistama, he'll do it the right way. People don't know what the dinim are, but Mistama, when he's about to divorce his wife, he's going to ask, what are the dinim?
You wouldn't need shliach, edim on the shliach of Kabbalah either, as long as the woman is holding it.
No, so the Ravid says you don't have to have two edim.
If the woman's holding it, so you say Mistama Hakol Be'achshir Na'aseh.
The Edom don't have to show up. No, but when the wife appoints the Shliach Lailocha, there is no Shtar. The wife appoints the Shliach Lailocha doesn't have any get, doesn't have any Shtar. He just appoints him Baal Peh. So since that appointment is Baal Peh, so you have to have Edis Lekim Adavar and the Mina Shliach Lekabola Saget. But when the husband appoints a Shliach Lailocha Saget, he gives him the get. See, if he gives him a get with chasima, see if he gives him, the husband gives a get to the shlich without eidei chasima signed on the bottom, then he has to have, the Ravid agrees with the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid holds that you need eidei slikim adova when the husband appoints a shliach lailochas aget, just like you need when the wife appoints a shliach lekabola. The Rambam distinguishes. The Rambam says you only need it, the only Mishnah only says that the only person who needs eidei slikim adova when you appoint a shliach is when the isha points a shliach le kabbalah saget. When the bala points a shliach le halachas saget, halamaza daime, that's like a man making a shliach le hafrashas truman. That's a regular din of shliach, is you don't need eidus lekeim adavar. You only need eidus lekeim adavar on the actual gerishin and the actual kiddushin. And on the mina shliach le kabbalah saget. So why is that? Manishtan is a question. But that's what the Rambam writes. And the Rabbi disagrees, says no. In principle, just like you need eidus lekeim adavar, when the isha points a shliach l'kabbalah saget, so too you need eidus lekeim adavar. When the mala points a shliach l'alochas saget, but the mazel is that it's always covered. You always have it because the husband gives a get to the shliach l'alocha that has two signatures signed on the bottom. So at the time that the shliach is walking around with the get, so we say the eidich hasima ameid, that the husband appointed him as a shliach l'alochas saget.
If let's say at the end of the day the woman has the get, and now we find out that the eidim on the shliach l'kabbalah were psulim.
If the isha has,
she was mana shliach l'kabbalah.
Yeah.
And now we find out that the eidim b'shas ma'aseh, whether or not the shliach l'kabbalah, b'shas mina the shliach l'kabbalah, were eidim psulim.
Oh, good.
But according to the svara of once you look back and the woman's holding the shtar, so then you should say yakol b'hachshir naaseh.
Doesn't have yakol b'hachshir naaseh. But we ascertained that it was a mistake. We ascertained that the mina shliach l'kabbalah saget was not chal. Because you have to have eidus lekeim adavar. If we would know one way or the other, we would assume that everything was done properly. But we know we were mevar that it's just not true. Let's say the wife is holding on to the get, and the husband says, she stole it from me, or I put it on the table and she picked it up and there's no good legitat magadi karka. So we say, and the wife denies it. The wife says, I remember, I don't know what, so we assume everything is tamah hakol b'achshinas. What if we will ascertain later on that that's exactly what happened, that she picked it up? So it's taka no good. If you ascertain that it was no good, is no good. We have the right to assume. It's tamah hakol b'hechshenas.
So when would the rabbi actually need eidim by shliach l'alocha?
If the husband gives a get to the shliach l'alocha, that does not have eidim signed on the bottom. But if you have eidim signed on the bottom, then the minute the shliach l'alocha picks up the get from the baal, so the eidim are made that he was appointed as a shliach l'alocha. How can they be made? But they live in Beiberik. What has it got to do over here? The eidim signed the get. The Ksivas HaGet was done in New York City. And then the husband gives the get to a Shliach L'Alocha in Paramus. And then the Shliach L'Alocha goes to Los Angeles to give the get. How can you say the Eidim in New York, I made that he gave it over? The answer is that's the din. That Eidim Achsinum Al Ashtar, at the time that they signed the Shtar, they're only made on what happened so far, namely that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. But then later on, when there's going to be a Tvisas Bal Ashtar, when someone's going to be holding on to the Shtar, and he will tie to something that's reasonable. He says, I was appointed as a shliach l'alocha. It's not unreasonable. People do make a shliach l'alocha, and he has a shtar that has signatures on the bottom. So we assume that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the signatures, just like when the wife will be holding on to the get, and she'll claim that she got the get, and everything was done b'hechsha. So Tosafot says that's all included in the Haggadah Seder. Even though the Yadim died already a year ago, the Yadim died way before everything happened. They live over there, they live in a different Medina. How can they be made? The answer is that's a chiddush din and hilchos shtar.
Kedushin is the same halacha. You don't need a kedushin. You don't need a shlech.
The Rambam writes that kedushin the same as gittin. That the isha mitzad the isha you would need eidus lekeim adavar when she appoints a shlech. Mitzad the baal you would not need. And the rabbi disagrees. That all four shlech habal shlech isha by get and by kedushin, all four do need eidus lekeim adavar. Yeah. That's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabbi. The need for eidus lekeim adavar, the Rambam apparently holds it's only on the actual maisa dover shebi'avar, the giving of the get and the actual giving of the kiddushin, plus, for some reason or another, the mina shliach ha'isha. That's also. And the Rabbi holds not only the actual gittin or kiddushin, any activity that's necessary to declare that the get or the kiddushin is valid. Like over here, the mina hashlichas of the Baal or the Isha. If the Mina Shlichas never took place, so the whole get is not going to be valid. So this is a machlekes lishitosim in another place. Let's say the husband gave kiddushin or get to his, he gave kiddushin to a girl, he gave a get to his wife, and he said that the kiddushin of the get should only take place on the condition that it snows next week. And then it comes next week, and it looks like it's not going to snow. It doesn't look like it's going to snow. And he wants that the kiddushin should take effect. He wants that the get should take effect. So the Rambam and the Ravid both agree, not all the Rishonim agree, the Rambam and the Ravid both claim that there's a Gemara in Sukkot Dafayin Dalet, where they understand the Gemara is saying that if the husband, by a get, everything depends on the husband, by Kiddushin depends on the husband and the wife. So if the party whose das is needed says, even though it's not snowing, we want that it should take effect anyway. So if they wait till the end of the week is up and it didn't snow, they're ready in this batla tonight, so it's too late, you can't patch it up. So the only way to resurrect the get is to give it all over again, start all over again. But if the week is not up yet, so there isn't yet bitla tonight, and the husband says, I want to give the get even if it doesn't snow. Or the kiddushin, the husband and the wife both said, we want the kiddushin to take effect even if it doesn't snow. So the Rambam and the Ravid learn a Gemara in Ksubis Dafayin Dalet that there's such a thing as Mechilas HaTanai. That they can say, we forgo the Tanai and we want the Kinyan to take effect, even if there won't be a Kima Tanai. It should still take effect. So they have a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, does that Mechilas HaTanai require Eidus L'Kima Dom? So the Rambam says, no, that's not the act of Gitna Kiddushin. Only Gitna Kiddushin, if for some unknown reason, Minish Lichas HaYisha L'Kabbalas HaGet. And then he adds on, Minish Lichzeisha the Kabbalah Sakedushin is also. So that's somehow considered as if that's Maisi Kedushin, Maisi Gevishin itself. And the Ravid says, no, anything that's relevant, that's crucial to the Kedushin will only be valid. We know the original Kedushin was Allah tonight that it's going to snow. The Maisi doesn't snow the second week. So it's only going to be a good Kedushin, a good get, if there was Mechilas Atanai. So you have to have Eidus Lekim Adover, then there should be Mechilas Atanai. So the Ravid says you do need Eidus L'Kim HaDover on that. That's Lishitos. So he holds that you need Eidus L'Kim HaDover on the Minu Shlich HaBal Minu Shlich HaYisha, because both Shluchim are relevant to determine whether the Gittin Kedushin is going to be Chal. And the Rambam holds, no, you only need Eidus L'Kim HaDover on the actual Das Kedushin itself.
Does that mean that it's including
Yegonis
Eidus? If that part's contradicted, it wouldn't affect the earlier Eidus that already passed.
What do you say there, what?
When you say it's part of Yegonis Eidus, it's that part is convicted, it turns out wasn't actually appointed to Shliach, so it wouldn't have any effect on the previous status that they already signed on, right?
The previous status is irrelevant. I mean, they, at the time that they signed, they only signed, the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. Doesn't mean too much.
It seems to be working that, you know, we assume it happened in Kaddish. What relevancy is it when you say it's part of the Yegonis Eidus?
Even though the witnesses were not there, we say the Halacha of Shtar says that the Shtar is testifying that that too took place. It's considered, the halacha considers it as if you have Haggadah Seidus on that as well. When the, after the husband actually gives the get to his wife, and the wife walks around with the get, how does that get proof that she was divorced? The Gemara says, if she needs the get, huh? We need Haggadah Seidus, yeah. That's how the Gemara says, you need Eidus. So the Tesis explains, Mistama, since that probably happened like that, so that is included in the Yedis of the Shtar. So the Shtar is considered as if it's made that she was Nizgarsha Kedin. Right. So the Ravid says, the Shtar is made, if the Shliach Lailoch is holding the Shtar is made that he was appointed by the husband as a Shliach Lailoch. So you have Yedis Lekim Adol. You don't have two living people, flesh and blood, they're not even brain dead, they're nothing, they're non-existent. There's nobody there. The husband appoints a shliach la'ilachas ha-get, mamish beinol, there's nobody there. But the minute he gives him the get, and he says, I entrust you with the get, I want you to deliver it, so the minute he has the get, it's considered as if the edim on the shtar are made on the fact that the husband appointed him as a shliach la'ilacha. So that's called edis, l'kim adam. That's how the Ravid writes. But if there wouldn't be any signatures on the get, then the Ravid says he would require Eidus L'Kim HaDover by the Minui Shliach HaBal.
Just before, look at me, the Tesis in the Ramban, the Inksubis, Tesis that says that the Chiddush of the Ramban in there, by Kiyum Shtaros, is even by Tfilas of Psul. So that seems to be mashma that you need mamish Tfilas of the Kashrus.
Okay. Right. Right. And now the Rishonim disagree. Right. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that based on the Ravid, you can distinguish. Yeah, Rabbeinu Yonah on Sanhedrin has that. Some tough tests. These are famous topics. Okay, good. Dova v'alechotzi dora, famous topic. What does the next Gemara have to say? Gonav amocha b'shabbos. So it says in the Mishnah, Gonav amocha b'shabbos, there's no kamla with the Rabbeinu. Mochar is a mecha chamemka, is an isa de rabbanon. You're not chayiv misa, you're not chayiv malchus either. If you violate mecha chamemka b'shabbos. So he said the Rabbanan. So there's no combo with the Rabbanan. Frag the Gemara. We have a Brisa that contradicts the Mishnah. Ivar Tanya Potter. The Brisa says, Ganavamacha B'Shavas is Potter. Why should it be Potter? Omar Ami Bachome. The Brisa must be talking about a case where you have a Kamla with the Rabbanan. Normally, Mochar is only an Issa Mecca Chamemka, an Issa the Rabbanan. So there's no Kamla with the Rabbanan. Omar Ami Bachome. Kitanya Hahide Potter. When does the Brisa say that there's a Kamla with the Rabbanan? But Omar Akoitz Taina Mitainasi. What happened over here? It's a Kamla with the Rabbanan. The Ganef is Mochar, the Ganef is selling the Shorvaseh. It's not his to sell, but he's acting as if he's the owner. So he's selling the Shorvaseh to a Lokeach. Now, how is a Lokeach going to be Koine? So there's a Machlok. How are you Koine Metaltalim? How is one Koine Metaltalim? So Rabbi Yechon holds the right Torah Mois Kainus. And it's only with the Rabbanan that he instituted that Hakbo and Mashiach is good. And Rish Lakish, this is where Rish Lakish holds no, that Mois are not Kainus Min HaTorah, that Mashiach and Mephoresh is Min HaTorah. So the Pashtus is, the Gemara is assuming, like Rabbi Yechon. Kitanya Hahid the Potter, the Braisa that says that you have a Ptur of Kamalei with the Rabbanan is the following case. Ba'im Aloi, the Lakeach told the Ganef, who's the Moicha, Akoitz Teinu Mitainosi, I'm going to pay you. How much do you want to sell me your shorva set? So he says $20. So he says, pluck off $20 worth of peiros from my tree on Shabbos. So he's kotzer. Kotzer is a malacha deraisa, a malacha tzvicha legufa. He's plucking off $20 worth of a whole basket full of fruits and fruits that's worth $20. So he's selling him a shorva set for $100, whatever it is. So when he's plucking it off from the tree, the ganav is mahal Shabbos with a malacha deraisa of kotzer. And at that time, the kinyan is taking effect. The shaila is, but midirabbanan, didn't they cancel the kinyan mois? The kinyan mois only dvartara mois kindness. But midirabbanan, they canceled the kinyan mois. So it's not kindness. So why is he still, why do you have to come on to a kamlai bidirabbanan? If it's Shabbos, he's potter. And if, because kamlai bidirabbanan, the ganav becomes chayiv misa for ksira, simultaneously with the chiyuv to pay dalad vehe, because the kinyan takes effect at the time that he gets the mois, and the lokeach gives him the mois, and the ganav is the one who's plucking off the peiros, so the ganav is chayv misa for the chilul Shabbos of plucking off the peiros, and the ganav should have theoretically become chiyuv to pay dalad vehe at the time of mechira, so it's covered with the ptur of kamalei b'dirabinei. Yeah, but the shart is, but didn't they cancel the kinyan mois? The Mishnah says after he made the kinyan mois, he came back out. You have to say either one or the other. Either you have to say that they never canceled the Kenyan Mois. Mois HaKain, if you all like Rabbi Yechon, Mois HaKain is the right Torah. So the Mois HaKain made the Rabbanan also. The only thing is, Min HaTorah, once you're Kain, you have no ability to back out. And with the Rabbanan, they gave you the ability to back out. You have a right to be Chosen. That was the Takana of the Rabbanan. Takana of the Rabbanan is that Hefke doesn't Hefke. Min HaTorah, you can't back out. With the Rabbanan, not that they canceled the Kenyan Mois, doesn't work. If you only made a kinyan mois on the metaltalim, if you made your kinyan money on kinyan karka the kesef, so you can't back out. Not menatar, not midirabban. If you kinyan metaltalim with mois, menatar, you can't back out. The kinyan is chal, but midirabbanon, you can back out. So if and when you'll back out, that'll cancel the kinyan. Well, Kol's money didn't back out, so the kinyan is betokfo. So that's one way to explain the Mishnah. Or you could possibly explain as follows: we paskin, we just said half an hour ago. There was a machlokes on samaches amid aleph here. Amoicha lefnei yuish or nachman amechayiv or avsheishes amapata. Avsheishes amapata because lo hanu ma'isav. You require that the mechira should be chal. Mat tricha da hanu ma'isav ap mechira da hanu ma'isav. And we pass on like Rav Nachman that even kodem yuish, even amoicha lefnei yuish, even though the mechira is not chal, you don't need a hanu ma'isav. You chayiv anyway. So what do you need? You just need a pen. You should go through the pantomime of doing a ma'isav mechira. So maybe you can say that even though the Rabbanan, even if one should assume the Chachamim canceled the Kinyan Mois, cancel Hein, cancel Morgan. But on the level of the Raisa, this constitutes a Maisa Kinyan. They can't erase the Pasuk of Chumash. There is an institution on Mois, Kainas, Dvar Torah. They can say, Hefker Bez Nefker, mid the Rabbanan, we cancel that Kinyan. We're mafker it. But a Maisa Kinyan it was. So that's like selling Lifnei Yush, that there's no Chalois Min HaTorah.
And the Gemara should have brought a riot.
Gemara should have brought a raya.
Gemara there should have brought a raya that you don't need a hana maisa.
This is better. This case is better though, because this is a discussion. This is not a Mishnah. This is not a Braisa. They're not exactly the same. See, by this case, where Mois Koines Dvar Torah, then Atoris Mamash Akinyan, there he makes a Mechira Koidem Yiyush, the Mechira is not Chal at all. It's not even Chal in Atoris. So he can't really prove from our Gemara to there. And furthermore, our Gemara the Amoraim, Rabbi Bacham is saying it. There is no Beferish of Price. Rabbi Bacham is assuming that that's the din. But Lemaisa, we pass like Rab Nachman, and we assume over here like Rabbi Bacham. So they're saying the same thing. One could have distinguished between the two, but bottom line, they're saying the same thing. That you don't, in order for the Ghana to be Chayv Dala the Hay by Mochar, by Tobach has to be a kosher Eshchita. If he's going to shecht and make an avail, he's not going to be Chayv. But by Mocha, you don't need that it should have a Chalois Mechir at all. As long as it's a Maisa Mechir, even though it has absolutely no Chalois at all. So you can have two cases. Mocha Koidem Yush, that's an extreme case. Mamish is not Chal Min HaTorah. This case, it was Chal Min HaTorah, but the Rabbanim, they were employing, they're exercising their rights of Hefkebez and Hefke to cancel the Chalois HaKinyan, but they can't cancel the fact that it's a Maisa Kinyan. So Maisa Kinyan is enough. A Mechor Abinon, sure, or Iker. So the Gemara says that in such a case, the Ganav, that's the Braisa. The Braisa that contradicts the mission and says, Ganav Amocha b'Shabbos is Potter, because there is Kam Levi Derabbani. How can it be Kam Levi Derabbani? Hacham Askin Adzakten Ukim T'Pshat. Rami Bacham says the Pshat is that the Ganav did an act of Chil Shabbos in order to be Makne the Shorva said. He's Makne al Yidei Mois Koines Dvar Torah, and he's collecting the Mois, he's getting the Mois to enact the Chil Shabbos. So that's covered with Kamblei B'Diravine. So to this, the Gemara has a Taina. Amri, they argue with Rami Bacham, if Kevin Chi Tova Le Kamon B'Dina. Lo Yamrin Ale Zil Shlim, the Mechaye Ben Avshehu, Ha Mechira Nami Lav Mechirehi. What's the Taina? What's the Gemara's kasha? Amri, they had a tain against Rami Bachom and they back out from his pshat. They have to modify. What's the tain? Kevin the chitova lay come on bedina. Who be tovea hum bedina? What does Rashi write? Itova lay balatein la locate bedina. What is the Gemara saying? That the only time Mois Koines Dvar Torah is if I, let's say I give a girl Kesef Kiddushin. So I give her a ring. I say, Hariat Mekudesh Esli. So if the Kiddushin takes effect, she keeps the ring. If the Kiddushin doesn't take effect, I get back the ring. So that's called Kesef HaChayzer. If it goes through, you keep it. If the Kinyan doesn't go through, I get it back. Well, let's say I'm buying a field, and I give $100,000 for the field. I'm giving cash, $500,000. So I give the money. So if the Kinyan goes through, you keep the money. If the Kinyan doesn't go through, you have to give me back the money. But if I give Kesef in a fashion that for some reason or another, even if the Kinyan falls through, even if the Kinyan doesn't take effect, you don't have to give me back the money that I gave you for some reason or another, then that's not valid Kesef to serve as a Kesef Kinyan. Kesef Kinyan means Kesef is kind of karka, kiddushin, or mois a kind of dvar Torah by metaltalin. So it has to be money that's given specifically for the purpose of the Kinyan. If the Kinyan is chai, you can keep the money. If the Kinyan is not chal, I get the money back. But over here, the Gemara says, the Ganef got the Kesef by being Mechal Shabbos. So if for some reason or another the Kinyan will turn out that it was a Mekach Tois. I thought it's a Shorvah Seh. I needed an Akeva. I didn't want a Zohar. I wanted to mix a Zohar with an Akeva. I was looking for an Akeva and you're selling me a Zohar. So it turns out, let's say I said in advance, I need an Akeva, and the Ganef fools him into believing that this is an Akeva. It turns out that it's a Zohar.
So,
a Mekach Tois. So the sale falls through, and the lekech is entitled, should be entitled to get his money back whenever the king falls through the lekech. But over here, how did the ganef acquire the money? Mechilas Shabbos, by plucking off. So the ganef will never be mechuyev to reimburse the lekech. It's a kamlei b'dirab mina. He was mechal Shabbos at the time that he took the money from the other fellow. Every case of kamlei b'dirab mina is a chayte niska. That's correct. Yeah, he's going to die. Chayte loy niska. Crime does not pay. It pays on the little things. Once the guy's dead, he doesn't have to pay taxes anymore. But he's dead. But he's dead. Yeah.
Isn't this only a chesaron in
chesaron in
a hanamaisa? If you did a maisa mechira, just at the end of the day, it's not going to be kesef achayzer. It's not going to have a shame mecher because it's not kesef achayzer. But if we paskin lo hanamaisa is still good, why is it more asking a kasha?
No, lo hanamaisa means for some reason or another the kinyan didn't take effect, but he has to do the maisa kinyan.
This is a chesaron in a maisa.
Yeah, but the definition of the maisa kinyan of kesef amois is that the lekeach gives mois hakesef to the moicher. And the money that he gives was given the shame, the kinyan. What do you mean the shame, the kinyan? If the kinyan is going to take effect, so he can keep the money. If the kinyan falls through, so he gets back the money. But over here, the Gemara says, not going to get back the money. Itovale kamon bedina. Balatena is going to say to the ganef, the moicher. Hachzali tenim shalikata tenim ashamachatali bidmein. Let's say it's going to turn out he wanted an akeva, turns out to be a zach. He wanted a zach, turns out to be an akeva. And he said in advance what he wants, not a dvarm shebelev. He said in advance to the ganef, do you have, ganef says, who wants to buy a shorbis? He says, if you have a zachar, I want. If you have an akeva, I said, that's what it is. A ganef says, whatever he wants. He tells the lakeach, that's what it is. What you want, that's what it is. Then it turns out it's not. So then the whole kinyan falls through. So then the Gemara says, the ganef is not going to be mechuyev to return the money because of kamla b'dirab minei. So the Gemara says it's not even ishtakach b'lav mechiri. Even if you all did, you don't need a hana maisa. It wasn't even a maisa mechiri at all. It's mamish no kesef. That new din that you need kesef achoizer. That kesef achoizer. Whenever you kind of something karka be kesef and metal from his nickname emois, so the money has to be given l'shem this kinyan. So l'shem this kinyan means if the kinyan is going to take effect, you keep the money. If the kinyan falls through, I get my money back. But over here, he's not going to get his money back because of the Kamlei B'Dirabmineh, the Chilul Shabbos that the Ganav did. So the Kamlei B'Dirabmineh makes it that it's not even called the Kinyan Kesef. So the Gemara says, we better not give the Ukimta that Akots Teinu Miteinu. I see, that's not a good example. So the Gemara touches it up. Elam Rapapa, different case. Bamalaz Rekhanem Secha Lachetzri, the Tikne Ligineva Secha. The Lakech tells the Ganav, I want to buy the shorbis. How much are you charging? Is it going to charge $100? He said, good, I'll pay you after Shabbos is over. So he says, throw the shorbis into my chotzer, and I'll be kind of with the kinya chotzer. So he, Ganef takes the shorbis from the Rishus HaRabim, and he throws it into the Rishus HaYochid. The chotzer of the lakech has a mechitza around it, so it constitutes a Rishus HaYochid. And the Ganef is taking it, if he takes it from a Carmelist, so it's only the Rabbanah, so it's not going to be any Kamla with the Rabbanah. Ganef picks it up, he does an akira in the Rishus HaRabim, and he throws in the Shorbaseh into the Rishus HaRabim. What's going to be with the payment of the money? The payment of the money is not Ma'akiv the Kinyan. If you make a Kinyan Chotzer for sure is their Raisa. The Machlek Zab Yechon Reish Lokish is where the Mashiach and Hakboah are their Raisa, but Chotzer is for sure their Raisa. We had Chotzer is learned out from the Pasuk by Ganef and the Pasuk by Get, that there exists the Kinyan Chotzer. So that's a case of kam levi derab minei. The chiyuv nisa comes when the shor b'seh fall into the chotzer, and that's when the chiyuv to pay dalet v'hei achal simultaneously. So then you say kam levi derab minei. So Gemara is going to pick on the case. It's not exactly correct. The only time you say kam levi derab minei if it's mamish biyidna b'vasachas. If it's not b'vasachas, then there's no kam levi derab minei. So Gemara is going to work out the details. Is it Bavasachas or not? Okay, so we'll have to figure out the rest. I mentioned that on Thursday I'm going to be out of town for my son. My son is making a bris in Toronto. So tomorrow I have to leave early. So maybe I'll give an early shiur 9:30. Quarter to 10, let's say. Quarter to 10. 9:30 is a hashkama menu. Quarter to 10. Believe that. Okay?